In order to set up the canopy program structure, we first need to understand where brands fall on the digital maturity curve. And we do that by assessing people, process, and technology. So we're trying to make sure that the right players are on the field, that the departments have the right processes in place, and that the right technology is in place to act as that foundational support for the program.
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics related to e-commerce. And I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be learning more about Canopy and the impact the services have on customer experiences with our guest, Amy Sutton. Amy Sutton is Head of Commerce Services at Blue Acorn ICI. She leads the team's full service department, which supports the customer journey from end to end through services like call center and commerce operations. She has 8 years of experience working at Blue Acorn ICI, primarily focused on the client experience and end to end commerce capabilities. Let's get started. Hey, Amy, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Sarah, thanks so much for having me.
And I know we're going to be talking all about Canopy Commerce Services today, but for those who aren't quite familiar, could you explain what Canopy is in its simplest terms?
Yeah, sure. So Canopy is an end-to-end commerce services program that combines commerce experiences and data to support the customer journey. So when we work with brands, we have three main goals. The first is to create seamless customer experiences. The second is to help our brands grow their GMV. And then third, we're really working towards increasing operational efficiencies. And what's cool about the Canopy concept is that it represents the progression of Blue Acorn as a company. So I'm not sure if you knew this, but the concept of Blue Acorn was built upon an acorn seedling eventually growing into a tree. So this is back when we were a development shop, much smaller than we are today, just offering design, development, and optimization. So now that we are owned by Infosys, we have a much larger service offering, and really we're more mature as a company, and we're able to provide support to our clients with that full canopy.
I love that we're just starting from the acorn to now and just kind of backtracking from where we began with this concept.
I know, it really is cool to see how much we've grown.
Absolutely. So how can these services help organizations who happen to have smaller teams?
Yeah. So in order to set up the Canopy program structure, we first need to understand where brands fall on the digital maturity curve. And we do that by assessing people, process, and technology. So we're trying to make sure that the right players are on the field, that the departments have the right processes in place, and that the right technology is in place to act as that foundational support for the program. So this is good for smaller teams because we overlay the brand's capabilities in different areas of the program that they want to own with our expertise to form a joint team and unified program. So let's say that we're working with a brand who has a pretty small customer service department. We can either supplement with a member of our team, or we can take over all customer engagement responsibilities from end to end. So the brand that we're working with can put their effort towards other responsibilities that are important to them.
So with larger brands, do we just kind of fit in between and fill those pieces in as well?
So yeah, when we work with larger brands, we follow the same assessment. So, you know, maybe the larger brand is a little farther on the digital maturity curve, and we're still performing that fitment analysis and really understanding their maturity as it relates to people, process, and technology, and then just understanding where they need that support. And then we can overlay our capabilities to support them.
So as far as when we're supporting them, this isn't really a one and done. This is more of a long-term business support, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So When we think about supporting businesses for the long term, I like to think about some of the common problems that brands come to us with. So one of the common problems is the underutilization of existing software or platforms because of, let's say, limited internal time or resources. So we can solve this problem by acting as an extension of the brand's team, really working to get the technology and the processes working like a well-oiled machine. And then depending on what the long-term goals are, we can scale our team as the business grows to support them, or we can enable the brand to take it back over completely once they're ready.
It's really whatever works best for you and your team and helping them continue to grow.
Exactly.
Do you have any examples of, without dropping any names, do you have any examples of a time these services have helped a business specifically?
Yeah. So one of our clients is a major media outlet, and they launch 3 to 5 flash sales per month. So before they started working with us, their online sales had become stagnant. And they were really looking for a partner who could handle operations from end to end. They were also looking for a partner who could increase traffic in sales and also innovate on the platform. So because this media company chose Canopy, their team included members from every single service area within Blue Acorn. So this was a full service program that we ran. And so we were fully immersed, you know, with their team in the trenches. So we started off by building and launching a new site for them. And we did that within an accelerated timeframe. Then we worked to streamline the vendor onboarding process. So in this flash sale model, they were working with different vendors and products for each sale. So it was really important to streamline the operations here. We also heavily emphasized analytics and optimization and started testing and implementing quick wins like sticky add to cart buttons, free shipping thresholds, and also adding desktop notifications. So they were very focused on continuous improvement. And so that's been a major focus for this Canopy program.
Wow, sounds like a lot. <So much.
laughs> It is. It's a lot of team members involved. It's almost, you know, like the program manager is almost acting as a composer and, you know, bringing in the different departments as it's, you know, their time to perform on the stage. It's pretty amazing.
Very cool. So outside of just this brand, are there other services when you're speaking to other companies that they don't realize they need the service until they start looking at what Canopy offers?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of our clients come to us and, you know, maybe they start with development services. And so we're, you know, implementing or building, you know, new website features for them and, you know, operating in a managed services capacity. There's times where maybe we realize that their customer service score isn't super great. And so we're working with the customer service team directly to understand the biggest pain points that the customers are experiencing. And so, you know, when we start to unfold the different layers of what makes a successful customer engagement department, we start to understand that, you know, maybe our brands need a little bit of extra support in that area. So that's, you know, a little example that I gave earlier. Then we figure out, like, can we support the customer service department by adding maybe one team member to handle calls related to orders? Or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's an overhaul of their customer engagement team where those different members of the department can be impactful in other areas of the business. Another one is analytics and optimization. So, you know, maybe like the media partner that we just talked about, a lot of our other clients may be having trouble deciding which features and functionalities to move forward with. And so those types of clients are a perfect candidate for our test and learn programs And we can help them prioritize which features and functionalities they should be moving forward with, and then also measuring the impact, measuring the results of those decisions.
It sounds like it really is building the canopy of that forest with all the other services that can come into play and help a brand grow.
Yeah, exactly. And if we think about the main pillars that we talked about in the beginning, creating those seamless customer experiences, you know, when I was just talking about the media brand just a moment ago, we helped them increase their customer satisfaction rating by 30%, for example. And then, you know, we were very focused on helping them increase their operational efficiencies with their vendor onboarding, and then, you know, growing GMV with some of their key KPIs by 10% year over year. So it really is, there's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of players on the field, but it really is all about that cohesive program structure.
Well, amazing. And Amy, before we say farewell, I do end each episode with some fun Spitfire questions. So if you're up for it, I'm just going to ask two questions. First thing that comes to mind.
Awesome. Love it.
Okay, cool. So if you had your own commerce website, what type of products are on your site? What are you selling?
That's a good question. Probably anything that will entertain my kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that will keep them happy and entertained and learning. I've got a 3-year-old at home and a almost 1-year-old. So they're very busy, and anything that we can do together to have fun and stay busy is good in my book.
Maybe not the toys with the noise, but anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then why should CMOs or CIOs care about Canopy?
Probably the first thing that comes to mind for me is that, you know, when we think about the customer journey, technology and marketing teams are involved in every single phase of the customer journey. So CIOs and CMOs need to work together to evaluate their tech stack and reduce duplication and really maximize alignment and ownership towards the organization's goals. So Canopy helps break down those organizational silos by pushing and pulling data points between departments to ensure that teams work efficiently and create optimal customer experiences. So this process ensures that the right technology is in place and that the right team members are working to utilize data to its fullest potential.
Amazing. Killer answers. Thank you so much, Amy. That was great.
Thank you so much, Sarah. This was so much fun today. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. And for listeners, thanks so much for listening to The Funnel. As we round out today's episode, be sure to give the podcast a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. And if you happen to be listening on Spotify, make sure you follow along and give us a rating on that platform. If you'd like to follow Blue Acorn ICI or Amy on social media, be sure to check out the links in our show notes for more. And thanks so much. Until next time.